So I'm a university student and I've just joined ISKCON. Please tell me how I can be a devotee in my position and age group, and what should I do to be a good devotee and serve the Lord? Yes, it's fortunate that in youth itself you had opportunity to connect with Krishna, and youth is a time when we have energy, we have intellectual sharpness, and we have a lot of drive in our lives. And if at that this time we can get Krishna into our life, then all our youthful energy, intelligence, drive, that can all be constructively utilized. So one of the biggest temptations in youth is that often we want to postpone a spiritual life to later. But that idea of postponing spiritual life to later, that comes on because we think that spiritual life has only otherworldly benefits. Yes, in my old age I'll practice bhakti, then I'll go back to Krishna. But spiritual life also offers us this worldly benefits. And when you practice spiritual life seriously, it enables us to actually become more focused, more calm, more self-controlled, by which whatever we are doing, we'll be able to do it better. So the vision of life that bhakti offers us is that what we are is God's gift to us. What we become is our gift to God. What we are, whatever talents we have, whatever abilities we have, whatever resources we have, they are our God's gift to us. And we use them. Use them in a mood of service. We develop those abilities. We become better. And that is our gift to God. So the studies that we are doing, whatever university position we are in, you see that these studies, I'm not just doing this to get a job or to get a degree. I'm doing these studies to serve Krishna. And earlier we may study just to get good marks, but we can study now. If we study nicely, we get good marks, our friends ask us, you know, what is it that enables you to study? How do you do so well? Then you can tell them, yes, I study, but I also am devoted to Krishna. That helps me to focus. That helps me to do well. So we should see our service, our studies also, as a means to serve Krishna. And that way, if we focus primarily on direct devotional activities, as much as our schedules allow, then we can move onwards towards Krishna even through our other activities, including our study. So if possible, try to find other devotees in the same age group. And with those devotees in the other age group, in the similar age group, you'll also have like-minded association. And that way you can move forward towards Krishna.